silence has the power to destroy you. But this morning, as you hear the word of God, any power that has been assigned, even from the Almighty God, or from the enemies of your destiny, the Bible says in verse 14,
if my people which are called by my name,
number one, my people,
shall humble themselves and pray.
Number two, humble. Number three, and pray.
And seek my face and turn from their wicked ways.
Number four, seek my face. Number five, turn from their wicked ways. 360 degrees.
Then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land.
This is what we need as a people and as a nation and as a children of God. God says, if all these things are happening against you and against your family, if we will humble yourselves and seek my face and pray, I, the Lord, I will hear from heaven and forgive your sins and heal the land. Today, God will heal somebody.
Amen. Amen.
God must heal you because his name is called Jehovah Rapha, the God that healeth thee. When you look at the God who makes, just imagine like a Toyota company making Toyota car. God has purpose of your body in heaven.
Yes.
Like the Toyota company has spare parts for Toyota vehicles.
Hey.
So when the doctors are saying this is not well, this is damaged in your body, God can supernaturally change the part that is not well and fix you again.
Amen.
This morning, may God fix somebody again.
Amen. Amen.
In 2005, I preached in a church in Georgia. Of over 1,200 people, only three blacks are there. In the church. Not knowing the senior pastor's daughter who have married for 4 years. The doctors have said his womb is twisted. So there's no way they can have baby. So the husband, the wife, and both parents have agreed that they will adopt. But when I was preaching, the Holy Spirit said, walk to them. I walked to them and I said, are you married? And they said, yes. I said, do you have babies? And they said, no. And I said, a year again, before I will come to this place, this womb shall produce. And the whole church of 1,000 people, oh, they make a sign. Because everybody knew that the doctor has said his womb cannot conceive. To God be the glory. The God we serve, he hear prayer and change these things.
Amen.
Amen.
The senior pastor preached last year in our camp meeting in Nungwa, and he says, you know, in America, when you have 1,000+ congregation, you are big and you are maker in America. Now, and the pastor says, are people who preach for me, but your bishop, Francis Afotodai, is a different kind of bishop.
Amen.
Hey, what we believed, and we says our daughter will never have a child, but the word that came from his mouth, today I am a grandfather.
Amen.
If you are listening to Pink FM today, you have met destiny. And I'm saying to you today, by the word of God, God is going to translate somebody's life.
Amen.
From the kingdom of frustrations, depressions, barrenness, sicknesses, oppressions, into another level of life.
Amen.
I declare and prophesy into your home.
Hey.
Amen.
I declare prophesy into your work.
Hey.
And into your ministry.
Yes, Lord.
If the rain has stopped falling,
hey,
may the Lord command rain.
Amen.
If the sickness in the house,
hey,
we command healing.
Amen.
And by the power of God,
yes,
your life is seeing changes.
Amen.
And 2018, I declare and prophesy that the heavens,
yes, Lord,
we speak on your behalf.
Amen.
And the earth must salute the heavens.
Amen.
The glory of God the Father.
Kabada.
This morning as you hear the word of God,
amen,
life is coming to you.
Amen.
Future is being built.
Hallelujah.
And your destiny is changing.
Amen.
From grace unto grace.
Amen.
From glory unto glory.
Amen.
Man of God, we have a testimony we brought from our TV station and the church. And I hope you play that before somebody receive Christ.